at the conference. He's Manny's friend, and I see, and I'm like, I'm loving that you're seeing the responsibility. And instead of you saying, because you could easily say, I'm gonna make one phone call for mine, and that's it. I'm gonna call whoever I know. You got all the relationships, but you didn't do that. You opened up the world to everybody. My thing, what I tell Benny P, I swear to God, anybody know me know this. Anytime I'm working with an artist or their family, I always tell them, I will never tell your son to do something I wouldn't tell my son to do.
That's right.
And to me, that's what it's about. Because if I see you're invested because your kids is there, your kids, then it's just, it's like, that's what it's about. Really, like, blazing the trail for people that look like you, but giving them what you would give your own. That's the problem with music. Nigga tell you sell crack, but he send his kids to private school.
Hey, I'm Rocky Jean.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Culture Referee, and welcome to the God Show. Let's go. And Rocky, today, well, before we do this, Rocky, shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tote & Carry, Yoko Vodka. Shout out to Lucky Energy Drink. Shout out to Lareco. And shout out to you for watching. We appreciate you. Like, share, subscribe. That shit means so much to us. And by the way, that's me arguing with y'all in the comments. That is literally me. I sit 30 minutes a day to argue with y'all in the comments and show love, too. But Rocky, today we have a very special guest. Today, you know, it's weird when I go out in public and people call me OG because I know a real OG.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to receive that when I'm like, nah, B, I know the real OGs, bro.
You need to know this guy.
This guy is one of the architects of, I'm going to say urban music and music, period, but I'm going to give him urban because he gets busy.
Yes.
And, I'm shocked that he's here because I'm going to have more conversation with him in one this right here that I would have had in 3 years I was at Epic because you didn't get in Benny Pugh's office. Oh, no. You didn't go see Benny Pugh unless you had something of importance and you mattered. You didn't get into his office. See, in the labels, Benny, I'm going to give him a little freebie. The labels, you're going to meet with the marketing people. They got to meet with you. You're going to meet with the PR people, the digital people. But them radio motherfuckers. That's why you laughing. They don't have to meet with you, baby. And when they do, it's because you matter.
Yes, sir.
You is a rite of passage. So I want everybody in here. Let's clap for the OG, the real OG, Benny Pugh. Let's go.
Yo, listen. Before we even get into the interview or any of that, right? Man, I love your journey, B.
Thank you.
Just to be here and look at all of these brilliant, beautiful black faces. I'm sure everybody employed. If not, let's not let it go out on camera, right? But more importantly, what you're creating here is phenomenal, man. And I know everybody comes here to get their likes up and all of that. I'm here because I love you, man. And
thank you, brother.
And realizing where you come from.
Thank you, brother.
Yo, the first day I met you was Musical.ly, right? So just to see that you've pivoted beyond the music, still in the music, right? Which I'm sure we get into
music
all of
adjacent.
That. Your music adjacent and winning.
Yes.
This is phenomenal. So I don't know how y'all do the
club. Let's clap. Benny Pugh gave me props.
Yeah, let's give the God up.
Benny Pugh gave me props. I'm receiving
it. Give it to it. That's right. Let's go. I love it.
Rocky, I'm going to start off here. Benny, you don't know you changed my life. But when I first started in the music business, and, you know, I was getting my ear, you know, a little wet behind my ears. I was excited to be in it. A friend of mine, our friend, Davon Washington, shout out to Davon. Davon tells me, well, you knew Benny Pugh, and at the time, I didn't know you at the time. I wasn't at Epica yet. He was like, Benny Pugh told me that. He said, look around. There's no black men with gray beards around here. He said, there might be other races with gray beards, but there's no black men with gray beards. And you said to him, get your shit together. Because one day they might send you home because where's everybody at that was here? And, you know, that's when I found out about your extensive, like, investments and how smart you was. And it really made me see it as the goal because I was like, Benny was unrattled, Rocky. Like, in label business, you got to understand, like, going out for a record, especially when the boss thinks it's a hit, everybody's back's against the wall. When L.A. or whoever the boss is goes, you better have an answer and a reason. Benny never panicked. He It was nothing. It was like, don't worry about it, B. We got it, B. And I was like, why is he so free? And they was like, because Benny don't need this shit, guys. He shows up here every day because he likes doing it. If he doesn't want to do it, he does it. And I want you to know, like, that since that moment, my goal has always been to not depend on the business. And, you know, obviously, you know, you see I have the office, but my houses are all paid off. All my cars are paid off because the business will switch up on you at any given moment. And if you love your family and this is how you provide for them, you put yourself in a really awkward position if they decide we don't want to go a different direction.
You know, it's so funny because it's a lot to unpack to what you said. And what's so key about Davon, shout out to Davon, that moment. And I remember it because I actually have that moment a lot with a lot of the youth.
That's what I figured.
It's very important, especially in the music business and lots of businesses. But let's talk about our business. It's a young person's business. Mm. So you'd be foolish to think that you're going to be able to do 75. There's no more gold watches. There's nothing that's coming other than you was hot. And realize they're going to get the best out of you because that's how it works. This is a sports team. A label's a sports team. Who's playing the 50?
Right? That's real. LeBron real the only talk, one.
Right? And he's done the best. At the end of the day.
Yes, you got to give that.
They got to clone that because he pushed through deeper than anybody else to be at the age he's at and still playing at the level. But that soon, too, will come to an end. Exactly. So, you know, looking at that first moment when I got in the business and thank God my introduction was through Motown Records, which was a family business when you just think about it, right? You allowed to make critical mistakes.
Exactly.
And that means a lot in business because you're going to be on a curve. Mm. And people will judge you real fast or they understand, that's a mistake and that's okay because that's a part of the process. So those people gave me the opportunity to make the mistakes and grow up. But in that moment, also outside of sitting at Motown Records, interfacing with other labels, it's like, y'all ain't no black folks. Mm, and everybody just gotta play like they young.
Yes.
Right? Like at the end of the day, like, yo, you gotta dress young, look young.
Young lingo.
Yo,
everything.
Lingo, white tees.
Yes.
Yo, I was like, I ain't doing none of that. Like, yo, I ain't built for that. And ultimately, it's, and anything else, you're gonna last as long as you're able to produce. Mm. And when you take it that easy and that simple, that's that. But even at a certain point, we don't even want to pay you to produce at that level because there's others that'll come up and do it for less.
Not for less,
that right?
So I was about to say. Yeah. I was about to say you gotta go there. So I was like, Benny, you are a mainstay in the music business. You are a staple. Like, in our business, Rocky, like when you get to, it's only a few positions you can get to where. Outside of the CEO, right? Where, and it's head of A&R, right? That's like a top position. Head of promo, though?
Yeah.
Head of promo?
Do you think that it's still like that, though, with social media and everything now? Like, are we talking about the past, or do you think it's going to be different now with social media? Because before, people had to say yes or no to you, but now you can do what you want. So
all the stars want radio, though.
Gotcha.
So to answer your question.
Give it a game. I love it.
Yo,
I love
to answer your question, though. Does it have the same impact? You know, there's nothing, you know, there's very few new things under the sun. Those people, and realize what happened, why the power of the record business and radio matters so much, because before social media, which now the power's in the artist's hands, which is great, right? But prior to that, you know, what made stars? Was getting on that radio.
Yeah.
So the person that could get you on the radio was what? The magic man or woman, right?
Star, bro.
So that's what the power was. Like, at the end of the day, you get on V103 because we in Atlanta. That's going to change your life.
Yes.
Yeah. You're getting in all Alex's clubs, right? You're going to move around. Yep. Then you're going to get to Birmingham. You're going to get up to Charlotte because people heard it. And now you're going to do what? You're going to be able to do shows and get asses in seats. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, people that go viral, go social, make music, right, feeding their fan base, don't mean that you can actually get hard tickets and folks to come out without having that support out there
and
from
having that
radio. So it's different. It's different, but it's still impactful.
And having that DJ on the radio
Absolutely.
Every day saying, Rocky John, it's a Rocky John, like saying your name. Like that.
Well, most people go to streaming now to find their music.
Well, I was gonna ask Benny, what do you think the difference is between what radio's role is now compared to 15, 20 years ago?
Right.
Because now I feel like it means something slightly different.
So back to, you just said, but everyone goes to music, but also realize that that radio station or that cluster of stations, they have a built-in audience,
yeah,
right?
So,
you just going out, putting your song up on Spotify and two people listening, or you want to go to that radio station that got 3, 4, 5 million people saying, oh, this is new one by Rocky, yeah, and yeah, yo, yeah, catch it live again. There's a big difference.
Exactly.
So you can just be out there talking about, yeah, you're right, you can stream
right
to all your family.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. And only all your family while you like shooting content all day, every day, for 7 years waiting to go viral. Or you can get on that radio station. What you want to do at the end of the day, right?
Like
because also, think about what the power of what radio, along with everything else, what we're really talking about is marketing.
Mm.
Yes.
Right?
Marketing
and knowing
tools.
That's all we're
love
talking
that
about, right? Right? And the marketing of the social perspective is definitely broader, but it's a bigger bull to break.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you don't know where you hit, where that spark's going to come from. Nobody yeah does.
Right.
Nobody knows where the spark's going to. If that's the case, then you're going straight there.
Yep.
So everything in your marketing is important.
And I would just add that I think radio to me, what radio means now, it's just the way of telling the audience, the city, the people, this is what we're focusing on, right? Like,
yeah,
playlists can be like I'm listening to it, I click on it. Of course, everybody want that, but radio is one moment for everybody. That's what makes us slightly mm-hmm different, and that's what makes it very powerful and important. Like,
yeah,
like I think radio is gonna be more powerful going forward than it ever has been.
Absolutely. And also realize those radio stations aren't just playing your records. They're branding you on their social pages.
Yep.
So you're going to be next to brands. You're going to be next to big artists. You still get all the benefit than just trying to get it all on your own. You know, at the end of the day, I want every cheat sheet possible.
Yeah.
Right? Who won't wait online? I used to tell people all the time, man, I ain't begging, I'm buying.
Mm.
Right? Because
I
don't want to wait. I don't want to. Why I'm waiting?
Yeah.
Right? That's what the velvet rope is, right?
To.
You won't wait 100 people is for you to get, or you going to go with your little 20 and be like, yo,
exactly,
B, we good?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what you doing? Now, if you got the time to commit, then that's on you,
yes,
right? Obviously, I don't know, but I'm not waiting.
Yes. Benny, where you... I have so many questions for you, because this is the first one I got to ask. Why did you choose to talk now?
Hmm.
Like, you've always been, to me, the guy that, like I said, it was hard to get words out of you. And I understand it's because of the world they live in. Now,
mm-hmm,
let me just give Benny a little for the people listening. Mm-hmm. When a radio guy tells you something, the A&R guy is going to hold him accountable to that,
mm-hmm,
and to his and the artist and the managers and everybody. So if I go to my artist and say, Benny Pugh, you're going to take a top five. That's in the bank.
That's your word.
That's your word.
That's
so
your
now
word.
So that's why you don't get too much words out of radio guys, because you're trying to get them. They're the best dancers in the business. You're trying to get them to commit to a spot. You're trying
that's
to get them
right
to commit. Stay right there. Why am I still here when I'm over here? Over here is the better. It's like, no, but I need to ask you a question. By the time you finish, it's 4 minutes over. You're like, fuck it. What do you want to do? I'll do what you need me to do.
Yeah.
So I was asking, like, why did you decide to be... To amplify your voice in today's market? Because it's needed, but I just wanted to know, why did you decide?
That's a great question. I was in a near-death car accident, hit a tree 90 miles an hour, changed my life. Literally in the moment between life and death, I realized the importance of time.
Mm.
And in the value of the moment, I also said, how much of me have I given?
Mm.
Right? How much is still left to give? So in the recovery process, it wasn't just the physical and the mental. It was about like what I didn't do.
Mm.
And ultimately, why you want to be in a position where you're going to die and all information dies with you.
Man.
And that became very important. Although being in corporate, I was always about giving. But
yeah,
that's our tribe.
Yes.
Right?
If
I have a voice and people are going to listen, then it's time to push that out, because you never know whose life you're going to change by a conversation. And that's what was imperative for me to start moving forward beyond our universe.
Yes, because I was going to say, when we was there, he had his crew, and his crew are all in power. Shout
right
out to Latrice,
exactly,
shout out to Courtney, shout
right
out to Tracy. Like, his
yep
crew was in power. They got all the info out of him because that was his crew. Like, he get it from, but you couldn't get an answer out of Benny because Benny was running He was like, bro, we work for L.A., bro. L.A. was the best dancer. Yeah. So you get tired of dance with him, you know. You know, let me go to Benny's office and see if I can dance. And then you see he can dance even better. It's like, damn, yeah, these motherfuckers is good. Yeah. So when I saw you talking, I was excited. But I was also like, wow, that's because I never thought I would see it. But then I didn't even realize it was a life-changing moment. Because people don't talk enough about that. Like Shaka Zulu told me that. Shout out to Shaka. He said, you know, he went through his situation. He said near-death scenarios change the every being of you because now you realize time is not given. So you want to do, your time is different. Everything is different.
And it's not on your side.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I'm definitely in the back nine of my life. Yep. So what am I waiting for? Right. Another one? Right. And to your point and Shaka's point, it's just imperative where... And I definitely want to speak to the black culture. You know, we find ourselves pitting ourselves against others because, you know, you want to be the biggest woman or man in the room. You want to have the hottest car. You want to have everything that nobody else has. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But in doing that, you also have to realize there's a responsibility when someone lets you in that you have to bring others in with you, or it's just you who want to be by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. No one does, like, get over that.
I love that.
Because your legacy is who you leave, right? Mm. And who you grow and who you give. It's not what you get.
Do you think people do that because they think there's not enough for everybody or not enough attention for everybody, money for everybody? Like, why do people do that?
A lot of it is discipline, right? And exposure. Unfortunately, you know, for a lot of us, when we get into in business settings, and it's not everyone, because I don't want this blanket. I don't really care what people say or think. But at the end of the day, when we get those opportunities, no one has ever taught us how to deal with the opportunity.
Yeah.
No one's ever told you, like, okay, well, guess what? You've learned this information. Bring that on back. You see Ray? Tell Ray about that, what you learned today.
Yeah.
Right? And Ray, you go pass that on in a manual and you keep moving the information because you got the opportunity to get in.
And information.
So, and they're going to reward you. So you got to know how, you know, to be the prom queen, right? It just really ain't about you, right? It's about where you came from.
Yeah.
Right? It's about them aunties and it's about them uncles and it's about them pageants and everybody that supported you to get you to be the queen. You can't just think I arrived as the queen.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah.
And so when you start really thinking beyond the I, me, it really does move things forward. Like, we've heard this ain't new, right? The concept ain't new, but you gotta practice it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, looking in this room, Ray's a leader, right? He's leading because he's pushing all of you guys and giving you the opportunities.
Facts.
Right?
Yep.
So that's what you gotta do. Or he could be doing a solo seat. Now, don't get mad when y'all just see me with one person, right? Because it's different, right? I ain't built into the big set. I can't afford the wide, you know, right? But more importantly, it's the opportunities. And not being afraid is that you become better than me. Now I gotta cut you.
Mm.
Ooh, right? Like, no, you supposed to get better than me if you part of my tree.
Right.
Right? Like, you supposed to grow higher.
Right.
Why? Right? Because everyone's gonna acknowledge, where did you come from? Oh, he doing it again, right? Because you the picker. And that's what becomes important. Not, you know what, I'm here by myself and everybody's gawking after me and only everyone can talk to you. That's corny, you know, like, it's corny.
Benny, you have you always seen the future? I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna ask you that question because it's something that you did that I haven't seen anybody in the business do. Benny would allow his promo guys to pick artists that they should sign.
I love that.
No. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I know Future and Yo Gotti both were signed by promo guys.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. That's never been done in the business.
Yeah.
Like, he allowed his promo guys, which is the smartest, most genius.
Right,
let me just stop,
Benny.
Let me just stop. Mm-hmm. This is the most genius thing you can do because they're the guy on the ground that gets paid to have the hot shit on the ground, and they know the hottest shit first. So why wouldn't you give them a chance?
They already did your research for you. Mm-hmm.
Bro.
So what's really key with that is you can't be everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And it's no different than, we'll get to the future, but let's deal with what Ray first said, is the guys who are in the streets actually know what's hot.
Yep.
Right. And what I used to do all the time is I have people around the country and go, yo, what's hot? And then you have to apply taste. You got to apply metrics. You see all of that. But ultimately it comes down to who can sniff. We call them sniff, right? Who can find out, yo, where they moving at?
Yeah.
And ultimately you make decisions on that based on all the other elements or criteria that you evaluate. Okay, you get the shot because you can't sign them all. But you'd rather have something that's moving than something that's not, mm-hmm. right? That's back to where you were talking about social media or the platforms, right? At the end of the day, someone's just going to come and go, look at this record that got 10 streams, or you want this one that's like, yo, it has a consistent trajectory that's going up.
Yep.
That's what the club guy, that's what the early promo guy is, the same concept, mm-hmm. right? Being able to identify what's consistent and what the people like.
Got you.
And nobody does that. Mm. Nobody does that. Like, mm-hmm. when you walk in, like, because when we was there, Future's a big fucking deal. Mm-hmm. You never could get to who signed him.
Isn't it crazy?
You know, the real deal is
everybody said they signed.
Everybody claimed it.
Oh, in Atlanta, everybody saw it on the West Coast, started saying they signed. Yep. Everybody signed Future. But the real story is how Future came to Epic was someone had told me and sent me a tape on Future about it back into, and I don't remember who the exact person was then, and I called Amir.
Yep, shout out to Amir.
I called Amir.
Amir boy.
And Amir wasn't even working.
Yep. Right? He told the story on his couch. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
So Amir wasn't even working. So I called him because he was one of them guys. You know, like, he's one of those sniffs. Uh-huh. Yo, one thing he has is great. Yo, he was always great taste in music and always. So I said, yo, bro, who's the Future guy? He's like, yo, B, you know, okay. Then I went in deeper. Mm. Connected with Orlando McGee, and then the rest is history. And because of that, him bringing Future, right, or giving me the insight, I gave him a job.
Yep.
You're like, yo, bro, you deserve that. One of the most impactful artists
of all time. Period.
Yo, that man don't deserve a job.
What?
Right. He don't deserve a job. Like, come
he'll
on.
Make an epic $100 million a year right now.
Uh-huh. So shout out to Amir and
Arnold Taylor. And then Arnold went on to get the baby, but he won.
He was Yo Gotti.
But that empowered him, because when he was on the show, I was like, how'd you like promo guys don't do that? And he was like, Benny Pugh.
Arnold brought me a couple artists, which Arnold's another one. There's no reason you have to there's no accident why Arnold has the baby, because he has a recipe of finding talent, right? Mm-hmm. So at a higher level than everyone else. Now, mm-hmm. will he find 10 or 15? You don't have to. You only got to find one. Mm. Right? So the thing is, when Gotti, however he connected with Gotti, and he's like, Arnold's my man. He's like, yo, Benny, listen. All right, yo, cool. All right, let's give it a shot. So when I got to Epic, Gotti was one of the first ones that Arnold brought, and that was the one. Once again, yo, bro, you've been rocking with me for a while. Like, you want to sign? Let's sign Gotti then, right? Yeah. And that's how it is, because think again, where I was sitting, I didn't know how Gotti was moving. Gotti had he was starting to resonate, but Jeezy was still the guy out there. Right, so Jeezy was there, and Gotti was finding his way on becoming Gotti, right?
Yeah.
And so when Arnold brought it, it was like, yeah, y'all listen to the music, right? You gotta listen. It's like, yo, nah, he's it. He got it, and that's how he got there.
Yeah, but I mean, as much as he's making it like it's nothing, these moments changed the entire state of a label, and it was unorthodox. Like in our world, A&Rs do A&R work. They don't even like, come over here. Like, don't go over there. But like, mm-hmm. seeing, because it was like, why are these rappers coming? I remember when I was working on Future at the time, and I had to go talk to Benny. And then I was working on, we was trying to work on Gotti. We was giving records, and Benny was the, and I'm like, why are you guys talking to Benny? Like, it's the problem. Like, usually I got to sell him. But it was like, he was giving me the marching orders to sell to creators. Because I remember you was telling me, you was like, it's Gotti's chance.
Exactly.
I remember you said, you was like, everybody in his class had they fucking shot, mm-hmm. except for him. And as long as I'm in power, I'm going to give somebody, mm-hmm. like, and that's why. And look at Gotti now. Like, shit, Gotti has more power and influence in the business than Jeezy does right now.
And you said some, because he has great ears.
Because he's also signing artists and he's doing more.
He's The thing with Gotti, there are very few artists that can transcend beyond just being an artist and then become hit makers and creators, right? When we talk about it, I mean, if you just look across the spectrum of the business, period, pop or urban, there's very few artists that have gone on, and we know a lot of, we know the ones we know, right? But Gotti was very clear and salient in his vision on not only himself, but also he had a very unique talent of identifying the first. Remember, like, Meek and all of those. Yo, like, Gotti was doing
that
work with
album,
everybody.
That first I Am album.
He was doing, he was doing work with all of the next up before they was next.
Yeah, they
right? Like, yo, I'm having this conversation with you before you. Right? Like, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that was what was really amazing about him at that time.
So what does that look like now? Like, I know you said that the streams, you can see what's consistent going up. Do you have people out there that's like scouting for people, or do you? Is it still like an in-person thing? Like, how does that work now?
So what the major labels are doing, they're very more analytical. At the game,
they're looking
changed.
At the graphs.
They're looking at, yo, it's hedging bets now, right? Mm-hmm. So
it's no emotional
people will. As a boss, you still can pick who you want to invest your time and money and resources and the label behind, right? Mm-hmm. So I can still say, I believe in you, and I'm going to invest, although you have nothing, because I know how to identify stars. Mm. But you're not going to have a label full of those that I'm going to commit to, right? They're going to be different, you know, it's a balance, it's a mix between superstar releases, new releases, commerce releases, right? New sign and release, all of those things come up into what makes a successful heritage release is what makes a successful label. So it becomes very important that the person at the top understands the flow of music, both in the market and in the label, so that we can, you know, maximize our dollar.
I want to talk about contrast.
Let's go.
I feel like this is a contrast that you and I understand better than Manny. I'm looking at you, Manny, because I'm like, nobody understands this contrast better than me and this. Him more than me, by the way. So you go from, obviously, you know, being head, promo, everything, to now you're like, you know what? I'm going to do my own thing. What is the contrast that you face? Because, and the reason why I say that is because your position that you sit in, you're the Wizard of Oz. You're who we, you're not who someone, no one sees you on like 100 yards into the yellow brick road. Mm-hmm. Like Benny is we on our 8,000th yard and we finally found Benny. Now we're about to go there, right? You know what I'm saying? But like now you're starting in the beginning with a lot of acts or not a lot of, you know what I'm trying to say? Like baby acts, like acts that are like infantile, that are a long way from where they usually meet you, but you're signing acts, developing acts. Like how's that contrast been for you?
So, you know, what I feel my superpower is always identifying the next, right? So when you're a star, everybody's claiming you.
Yep.
Right? And you're a star executive, everyone's claiming you.
Yep.
My hit ratio is higher for the people who I've competed with over the years just because I really true believe in the next. I spend the time with the kids. Also keep the wisdom from the adults.
Yep.
So that becomes my gumbo on success. What becomes very salient for me is the fact that now in a different capacity in the business is really about teaching the business. Right? Giving people the information is more powerful than anything else because of back to where you started. The internet is a beast, right? Like you can't just bank on being successful
because
you can shoot a video and make a record. that's not enough. And your growth is going to be based on, one, your commitment and your talent, right? And then obviously who's gonna invest in you in your dream? So giving people that information, I want to give you all the root information now to help you move forward in your dream and in your passion. And that's why I created the It's Your Time Business and Music Conference, is because that now gives artists, executives, entrepreneurs an opportunity to now network, because sometimes it's not about, I want to get to whoever that president is or that premier executive, and when you get there, you have nothing to say. Mm-hmm. So you lost that moment because you was a dud when I ran into you.
Yeah.
So now I done, like, now I got cast a little opinion on you.
Yeah.
So when I see you, like, doing this now, it's like, yo, you was the one who asked that silly ass question, right?
Yeah.
Like, which, you know what? I don't want you to, you don't have to do that.
Mm.
You don't have to do that. We want to prepare you for those moments.
Gotcha.
And that becomes more impactful for me at this stage in my life, is helping new artists now get that information, the valuable business that they're going to need to move forward. I had a young lady who came in as a third runner-up in our conference, and it was amazing when I was speaking with her. She was telling me how she puts together her local shows,
mm-hmm.
which, once again, this is no radio and very limited social, right? Because now, you know, it's still important to perform.
Yep.
Like finding whatever few venues to perform, because one fan at a time, right? So you should be looking at, you know, is it really 30,000, 100,000 followers, or is it 1,000 people that are going to respond and react to everything you ask them to do, right?
Mm.
That's how you monetize. That's how you make money. So she was telling me at the end of her shows, she bought cups from China for $1, put a logo on, and she would send out to her base, maybe 100 people or so would come out, free shows. But psychology-wise, people were going to the free show, but they wanted to support her, so they were spending $30 on cups and $50 on T-shirts. But if she would have asked for $30 for a show, those people might not have showed.
Exactly.
So strategy, marketing, and you building an audience, right? Like, she's building an audience. People are coming. They're enjoying her, right? It's no pressure, right? It ain't no real pressure, but I'm following you. And you know what? Yo, you done gave me this free show. I'll buy your cup.
Yeah.
Yo, exactly. I was like, damn, let me see. I got to go get me some Benny Pew cups.
Exactly. And you up there killing yourself. We appreciate that.
That's right.
Wow, we see you trying. What can I do to support you? Get them in a room. That's actually a great lesson.
Yeah.
Do free shows, but sell them other stuff when they get
there. Come on, B.
Wow, I never thought about that, Benny.
Neither did I.
Wow.
But that's game.
Yeah.
That's game.
That's brilliant. And you never too old to learn in this shit. Like, you gotta, that's brilliant, bro.
And that is what's next, right, for me, is staying connected to the culture to find who's gonna be next for the business, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody has a magic wand on tapping who's next.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? The artists are the ones that control it.
Yep.
The artists control it because they have the art. They have the talent. You know, it's when they gift get right.
Yep.
When they gift get right, now it's ready for everybody else to come to the party and push it forward. So we don't know when it's right, right? But I want to be around when it become right.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's why people be watching and waiting to see when you going.
That's it.
Because the thing for me that I learned, like, I was at Epic, I was at Interscope, I was at Warner, and every time I walked in the room, they would say, Epic is in the house. Warner's in the house. And I'm like, I'm the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest part about the independent sector to me is it feels like artists, that cosign, that somebody said I was good. And I'm like, they can't do that. By the way, there were people that can do that. Mm-hmm. Those people are no longer in power.
Mm-hmm.
The people that, now there's other people in power who's looking at your numbers saying, I just need to add that to my aggregate of business, that's gonna take my market share up 0.1%. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets their bump. So you're not even an artist to them as much as you're a commodity in their portfolio.
So who's in power now?
I mean, the corporation, who's in power is a multi-pronged answer. The artist always has the power, right? It's how much power are they gonna amass.
Mm-hmm.
Those choices on how you make the decisions as the artist are now, it's a different playing field. You don't have to be thirsty for a record deal.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have to, because you can make money. The people who are getting the best deals are the ones that are making the money.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah. So the artist is in power, and the power is now in the artist's hands. That's why they need to be informed.
So the artist you need to be informed.
You need to be informed to make the best deal.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
If you know what's best for you, you're not thirsty.
Yeah.
Right? This is a career. then treat it as such.
But I'm gonna add to that. Mm-hmm. You also gotta be sometimes knowing the best deal is the curse. Because you know the best deal, but you don't deserve it. And you work and you think you deserve it because you know it.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to get it. I know, like, dog, you don't have that leverage. I'm sorry. You've been praying for the opportunity when you should have been preparing. And that's really, to me, what I'm seeing out here. That's why when I saw Benny, I was like, wow. Like y'all are lucky. Bro, y'all are lucky. Manny, I'm not even lying. I'm playing. Like, you are lucky you getting this information from who you're getting it from. What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holler at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holler at us to get to YKTV.
But I wanted to say where you were, Ray. What's important about that, right? Knowledge can sometimes, you know, be a big hindrance to your point. It depends on what you want from a circumstance. You know, I've been in situations in corporate settings where I've taken less money to take the job, right? Which ultimately over time paid me 30X, 300X for losing money, right? So sometimes losing is winning if you have an objective and a plan,
right?
If you're gonna go to the best label to get the best shot because you bubbling, don't let pennies take you away from what you need to get to in order to be everything that you want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all of the happenings happening in the business currently right now?
Man, so it's a sad state, but it's a reset.
Okay.
Right? Let's just go there. Like, I want R&B back now.
Yep, me too.
Right? Like, I want R&B. So I think the lane is opening up.
Yep.
Right? For R&B. I'm not gonna get into the judgmental piece of it, because the only ones who can judge, right, these people is their God and those 12 people.
Yep.
Right?
That's real.
At the end of the day, and scripturally, right, is what is it? Who's the first to?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
cast, whoever without sin, stone, right?
Without sin,
without sin. Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we really talking about, right? I think things that are egregious, you know, only time is gonna tell, and there's systems for that. If we stay with the music, right? Let's stay in the music business and understand we can have and create whatever business we want to create, right? That's the people that are allowed to come in, the labels. At some point, understanding what they will and won't tolerate, right? If that's because that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about what the major labels will do or not do, or what they will permit and not permit. That's all we're talking about. Because ain't nobody screaming on.
I love this guy.
Ain't nobody screaming on.
Y'all don't understand what's happening. Yo,
ain't nobody screaming on Lil Woo Woo, right? On what he doing, right? It's major label artists, and where will the people say enough is enough? Right? Because that's all that matters. Because the people are the ones that make these monsters, right? Right?
Yes.
But then they're the ones who want to complain about them.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we're in position. Like, think about what's happening now. Jeff Bezos said this is the first time that, what, in 40 years or however, that the Washington Post is not going to decide
on who
they're going to support or not. And you know what? 200,000 people said, screw you.
Cancel their membership.
Cancel their membership. Yeah. So when y'all stop liking, talking about women, talking about, whether you straight or gay, talking about, killing and shooting, when you stop buying it, they're going to change it.
Yep.
Right? Or it's going to be in a different place.
That's
but as long
said,
as you support it and you love it and... What you mad? No.
I would say it's a different place because people are always gonna go to that. Like at the end of the day, they're going off of their life and they're going through escapism. And I feel like they're always gonna be trying to bring that back into the conversation about, all the ass shaking and everything that's just going on with music that we're tired of.
I want to jump in because I want to add to what Benny's saying. I've been saying this. By the way, Jack just tested me. Yo, Benny talks just like you. Because I've been saying, I'm saying we're in trouble.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm in trouble is because hip hop is not family adjacent anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point in time where I wanted to go to a rap show. Of course I do. But now I want to go with my 16-year-old son. Mm-hmm. I want to spend time with my kids now. I know the value of time. So if you got a show tonight, I want to be able to bring my son. And certain shit I don't want him seeing or thinking it's okay or cool. So then it becomes, I ain't going to go to that show. I'm just going to go hang out. I'd rather go to the movies with my kids. And I think that R&B is about to make a huge comeback. But if you see it, dog, people are in trouble for doing, this is what I'm going to say. People are in trouble for doing what they said they do on records every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, just think about that for a second. Like, if John Gotti was dropping an album saying everything, that's what we're dealing with now. You're going to have to change what you talk about now. And we're going to be able to talk about no more street shit, bro, because people are watching people now. Like, this is just a different game we live in. So I'm glad you said that. And I had to say that because I say this all day, Benny. I'm like, yo, this shit can't hold the way it is, bro.
Or they're gonna have to go back to being creative about how they say it.
That's why I think you said R&B is coming back.
Head off. They gotta be creative with it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, they can't say it no more. I think they ain't gonna be able to say it, Benny.
I think I'm probably leaning more on your side. Leaning more on your side because the temperament of the example that you made in regards to your child. Well, everybody wants what's best for their children,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have to think about in our communities, and that's what we should be leaning in, right? Because everybody else is concerned about our community, but we commit their community, but we not, right?
Yep.
So we need to be concerned about us first,
yep.
Right? Fix our house, do all the things we need to do. And if it starts with the music, then we need to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We need to have those conversations, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no different if you think about the father of the social media revolution or however you phrase this, if Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't let his kids get on and do this, right, why are you going to let yours? He created the daggone
thing,
right? He don't want his kids using it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want better kids, right, if we want better outcomes,
better kids.
What becomes really important is no, we're not saying don't listen to rap. That's not cool. We're not saying that, but there's a time for it. Right, if your brain is develops, in your 20s, if a young black man's brain isn't fully developed till he's 25 or 26, well then damn, we need to start figuring out when he's supposed to hear rap.
Mm.
Yo, we need to figure that out, right? Right or wrong?
ASAP,
right?
By the way.
Yo, we need to figure that out because if you think about it, right, and I'm not trying to be preachy, we're talking about how we're gonna get to solutions in the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Then we have to understand the science of how all of this how it's actually hitting, our kids in these epidemic proportions that are changing people's lives. So we can't just say it's cool no more.
Mm-hmm.
We have to guess what? Put the pressure on the people who need it to make the difference and make the change.
Mm-hmm.
And as consumers, we're in control of it.
Yeah.
And it's not cool to for people to believe and to think that we have to be in these circumstances. No, we
yes.
don't.
Yeah, for sure.
No, we don't, because we can start loving again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We can start inspiring again, right?
Yeah.
We can start motivating. We got choices.
We yeah. do.
Where do you want to be? And it's just as equally can be and will be popular. Pop music is not doing it.
Yeah.
They never stop being pop.
No.
Right?
They never.
Pop never stopped being pop. And even as hip-hop went and became the leading genre of music, pop people just started working harder at being pop, and they only got a taste.
Yep.
Right? They would only get the best of the best rappers to come stand beside them, and it was kind of sterile, if yes. y'all watched it, right? It yes. wasn't all of that, you know, it wasn't, it's not safe. What they doing, it was safe.
It was safe.
It was safe, so that's cheating, right? Like,
yes.
I'm going to get everything that comes with you, but I'm not going to take the bad parts because we're not going to allow ours from what we do.
To even
we're not
consume
doing
that.
You ain't yeah. gonna, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. So, as your generation, right, and the generation of music aficionados, we need to, yo, be clear in our messaging of what we want, mm-hmm. right? And at the end of the day, you know, it's okay in private. We're not going to be prudes. We're not going to tell people what they can. We don't want to censor, right? But as a people, we definitely got to put boundaries
I would say,
on
we don't
what wanna, we want.
We want to monitor, though.
Right.
I just need
we
to know.
We definitely want
to
do
We
that.
Have to monitor because there is a parental advisory sticker on albums for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
Because we have to monitor. And I didn't even know you saw that many. I thought it was just me. So hearing that, I feel even more better about myself. Because I'm watching it and I'm like, this shit can't sustain.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. It can't sustain as it is. Nah. And not only that, like when you start realizing these trials come out, and then you start realizing everything that that's on track 8 on the 3rd album. He tells a story about how he hit his ops. I'm telling you, they gonna start. We were just talking about it. The IRS just handled.
Oh yeah.
Tell them what you said.
So the IRS just hired thousands of people to do a lifestyle audit. So instead of just looking at your papers, they're gonna look at your social media and see what you're claiming to say you made or what you're buying or anything like that in order to go back to your records and see if you claimed all the stuff that you said you're doing.
Wow.
They hired thousands of people to watch social media to figure
watch
out who
social
really.
Media.
We are in trouble. I'm trying to. This and, is all.
And they might have told you they hired thousands.
It's probably hundreds of thousands.
But it's also that AI about to get
I was about
all
to say it's bots too.
Man.
Because that's a whole nother conversation on what they're about to do from the federal government standpoint on how they're going to get into your tab. But I don't want to.
No, don't scare nobody. It's too much scary.
I don't want to get in. They'll be like, yo, Benny crazy.
No, but Benny, like, if you're watching it, like, they are about to put the clamps down on us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to get in our business. They want to hear everything. Mind you, it's been 2 years. Think about it, guys, since we heard someone say lyrics shouldn't be used against a rapper. We ain't even heard that no more. It's been, the indictments are coming out so much, it's just like, man, shut up. Just shut the fuck up, because it's so scary, and I'm glad you said it about R&B, because I've been saying this too. I think R&B is going to make a huge comeback, and you know what else I think? The music business is going to get an MC Hammer. We need an MC Hammer.
We need fun.
We need a nigga that says, let's
fun.
Get it started,
we
having a good time, and you know, my name is Hammer. He was screaming. He just wasn't cursing, and he wasn't threatening you.
You just nailed it, man. That's what we need again, is
we need
fun.
MC Hammer.
We need fun. Shout out to Hammer.
Yeah, shout out to Hammer.
And Lewis, absolutely, because that's what we need is fun. That's what's going to change
and
get us back.
That's why yes. women rap is winning yes. so much, because it's as much as it might not be high vibration, it's still fun.
Mm.
It's not killing somebody. It's not hurting somebody. It's not my ops caught him on a light,
it's
nigga
a
dead.
Up. It's a good time.
It's a good time. Yeah. It's safe yeah. music, but I just think it's...
And we need to start dancing again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, because nobody even dance. Like, people whack. Because now you just get on the floor and just do goofy ass moves. That ain't a dance. Like, yo.
I seen the meme talking
dance.
About trying to dance.
Like,
with
yo,
a girl
they
now.
Don't even.
Like,
you ever see, TikTok. Like, young people when it's time to slow? Like, they don't even
the
know how
minute,
to rub.
I was about to go to
they don't even know how to. They don't even know how to rub. Like, they don't even know how to do the basic, B.
No, listen, I was going to say.
It's crazy. Because they never taught it, because they be doing all these weird and the old people
doing
it.
They don't dance with each other either.
They don't even dance with each other.
It's only for the mirror. It's one way dancing.
Let's be clear.
We don't dance towards each other.
Yo, not even to the point what you just saying. You go to a club now, you got to realize I got generations of the club from it being super lit mm-hmm. to today.
Right.
Who paying all this money, all this aggravation? You go in the club and people, they not even interacting.
They on the phone.
Paying $500, $600 a bottle. The club was to meet the women.
Yes.
That's all it was, right? The music was to get to the women, right? Let's be clear. Like, what else you doing? Yep. The drinks was to get to the women.
Yes.
What are you doing in the club if you ain't there for the women?
Right.
What you doing, B? Like, go play basketball, B. Like,
they're doing it now to impress the women on social media.
Yeah, but that's fake now. Everybody know you. That's fake. Now you know, like,
and the IRS just hired somebody to make sure they just cut that out.
And yo, that's the credit card. So you know, we don't figure. You know, you ain't really got it, right? Like, you don't have it. Like,
yep, but exactly.
The credit card has messed people up. Also, mm-hmm. is because everybody can do what they can't afford to do.
Mm-hmm. Tell them.
And that changes the whole game on why hip hop, right? Everybody can emulate everything they think because they in debt. Right? Ain't nobody going to the bank pulling out, yo, I'm going to get this Supreme shirt for $800. You ain't go to the bank, yo, give me 800s. Mm-hmm. Took out your 800s, went to the store and peeled that off. You ain't do that. Yep. You put that plastic.
Yep.
And now you don't feel it, so it's painless.
Uh-huh. Until
right? It's a painless. It's a painless
until
transaction.
Until that statement.
Until you get that statement.
Yeah, I was like, what's
yeah. And you don't make enough hours. You don't make enough hours on your job, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's a
exactly.
whole, it's crazy.
And so now it's back to really paying $1,000 for that shit.
Yeah, the, come on, B.
Like, see, so, I figured it out. I get why you get it now. You know why? You understand the cost of the lifestyle. And I guess that for me, I see the cost to do it, but then nobody, you have to factor in that the cost for the lifestyle also. And that's what you see, because it's unsustainable.
Because like, you, and to your point, but you don't have to. Like, if we're going to take it all the way back where I started, and most people who started in that introductory job, it wasn't about the lifestyle, it was about the job, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I wore the same pair of black Timberlands for a year and a half and collected cans inside of the office. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, would pick up the cans, could go get them redeemed to go get that extra $50 because I had a kid. Yep. You know, like, all of that, right? Wow. So I didn't care how people looked at me, and what they cared about looking at me was my discipline, my work, my ethic.
Exactly.
That's what's going to move you. You can have, yo, you can be Versace'd out and never get promoted.
Mm.
How about that?
Right.
Never get promoted.
That's real.
Nobody gonna promote you because you're not about that work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
matter of fact, they trying to figure out,
they trying to figure out why you got that
salary.
Why?
How you for? Like, you must.
And people should know all your business.
We grinding.
People
grinding.
Should know all your business. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't. And see, we used to teach that. Yo, our parents taught us that. Right? So now we have to now teach. Give all of them jewels right on back, because once again, certain things aren't new under the sun. They just change, you know, they morph into certain, to other things.
Yeah. I've been at the Ishatam conference. Shout out to you for inviting
Thank
me.
You, man.
Shout out to you. But I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
When someone leaves, like, what was your why for the Ishatam conference? Because I know you didn't need to do it. I know you didn't need to do it. You did it because you wanted to. What's your why for that conference in particular?
I'm 10 toes down on giving back.
Mm.
And that was my mechanism on how I could give back to the youth.
Got you.
Right? Give back to people. You know, I've been all of you guys.
Yes.
Right? I've been from the bottom, and I've ascended. And ultimately, there were some really great people along the way that changed my life and changed my trajectory. And I feel that that was my responsibility to, right, bring people like, people can't meet, yo, bro, I couldn't even find this place.
Yeah.
They just not going to meet you randomly.
That's
they
real.
See you. They don't even know who you are and how, yo, complex your mind is, right? And they're passing judgments and understanding the value that you bring to your audience.
That's true.
But they can now touch you, walk up on you, and you don't know who the next Ray Daniels will be.
Nope.
Right? Just because what? That opportunity exists.
Yes. Mm.
And that's what the It's Your Time conference was about, is really about moving us forward.
Mm.
And that's all I care about, is moving us forward. And as long as we're able to resource, we're able to get the value of the community, how was I going to use my Rolodex, right, and calling people? People give their time.
Yep.
People, yo, they pay themselves to come, right?
Yep.
Because the people who I'm asking to come are the givers.
I did.
Right? I'm not asking the takers.
Sure.
We asking the givers to show up.
Yep.
And that's giving these young executives, entrepreneurs, and artists, yo, it changes their face, man. Like, it's an amazing experience just to watch the light go off in someone's eyes.
And to me, I ask that because I love that you did it in Charlotte, and I love that you did it the way you did it. Because if it's one thing that I want anybody to know watching this, is that you don't need us to win. Mm-hmm. All you really need is to change your mentality. And as much as you might think there's no value in this information, me and Benny have never talked about this.
Never.
And he literally is saying everything. I'm like, wow. It makes me feel good because Benny has always been up there at the echelon with the way he thought he approached it. So I'm listening. I'm like, damn. Like, and in my mind, I'm like, damn, this brother's doing real superhero work. Like, you really doing real superhero work. And all I care about is, do they understand it? Because that's so much in this new industry, is so much value to what you're giving. And I just pray that they understand it. Because even at this point in my life, I do. I still do. And I'm like, and I'm still learning. And I'm like looking at people like, y'all still looking like, can somebody see me perform? I'm so dope, but somebody listen to it. And it's like, yo, no matter how dope you are, no matter how much you could be Michael Jackson. Me and Benny could say, that's Michael Jackson. We still gotta get the world to like you.
So what really is the key, and I just wanna add to what you just said is, and I would say a recipe, right? What becomes really important when you mixing up how you see success. I wouldn't be moving forward if it wasn't for you. Mm. Because I remember, like, when you first started, mm-hmm. that was inspirational. Like, Ray, got to think about it, right? There's Joe Budden, right? And Joe's like the first out of the space, right? Like, from an artist to podcasting, yep. Right? Then there's Drink Champs, right? They're true artists, right? Yo, Nori was a true artist, yep. Doing his thing. Ray is like the real first executive to blaze the trail, to open the doors for all of us to go like, yo.
Our conversations.
Yo, we got to make this. And I watched him. I'm like, yeah, that's how you do it. So, yo, kudos and thank you, man. Because now, guess what? There aren't a lot of people who can do this. Yeah, let's give it up for Ray. It's not for everyone, right? And people are gonna do it for different reasons. You know, we're not about the likes. We're about the longevity of the information, and that's what's really important.
But you know what it is? I'm glad you said that because when you watch Nori and them talk, you're seeing rappers talk to each other, and as much as that feels like what, that's something. It's like, how do they talk? And when I would see people talking, I'm like, that's not how we talk.
That's right.
That's not how we talk. That's not how we
move. It's a different
language. That's not how we do it. We don't do it that way. I'm going to show you how we do it, and then either it's going to resonate or it's not. But then I seen you, and I'm like, even you know, I would tell people, Benny Pugh doing it too. Motherfucker, you know his money there. Benny Pugh and that motherfucker. Like, but it's important, bro, that we do this work because I know you have kids. I know your son. Mm-hmm. I met your son at the conference. He's Manny's friend, and I see, and I'm like, I'm loving that you're seeing the responsibility, and instead of you saying, because you could easily say, I'm going to make one phone call for mine, mm-hmm. and that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call whoever I know. You got all the mm-hmm. relationships, but you didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You opened up the world to everybody. Mm-hmm. My thing, what I tell Benny P, I swear to God, anybody know me know this. Anytime I'm working with an artist or their family, I always tell them, I will never tell your son to do something I wouldn't tell my son to do.
That's right.
And to me, that's what it's about. Because
that's right.
if I see you're invested because your kids is there, your kids, then it's like, that's what it's about. Really, like, blazing the trail for people that look like you, but giving them what you would give your own. That's the problem with music. Nigga tell you sell crack, but he send his kids to private school.
You got to end the segment right here.
I'm just being, you
gotta
just being
the,
honest, right?
You so got like, to drop it, B. I don't know how
it. Because my mind is like, you got us showing you, like, how to do it in a way that costs you really nothing but ears and eyes.
That's right.
And meanwhile, you rather buy the poison, but they poisoning you and money making all their poison. They backing up the lifestyle that they mm-hmm. telling you that they live in. So for me, when I see you, I just got to give that to you because, like I told my team, I was like, y'all know Benny Pugh. I better know who he is. Benny Pugh coming. Benny Pugh coming, nigga. That's a name because that name is power, but it's not power because of the position. Mm-hmm. It's power because of the position.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, bro.
It's power because of what you know. It's power because mm-hmm. of the people you've helped. It's like Benny could call, I'm there. I drove myself to Charlotte.
That's right.
Can I ask you about, because you're talking about your trajectory and the things that people have allowed, that the opportunities people have given you. Mm-hmm. What's the hardest decision you've made that changed your trajectory in your career?
That's a great question.
So there's not just one. I've had I'm gonna give it to you. What I'm saying is there's been a lot of crossroads for me, which once again, working four jobs, interning, making $50 a week, $25 from the company, $25 from the lady who I work for as a college graduate, right? For this business of music, and how long I could sustain it. Was probably the first. There was an opportunity on whether I'm gonna take a job and lose six figures. Could have been another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an opportunity. Another crossroad is you getting married, but if you don't get this record and take it number one, the boss said he's gonna fire you 2 weeks before you going on your honeymoon. Like for real. So I literally had to work. I had to work on my honeymoon. It's just straight up. It's not even negotiable.
Nipsey song, grinding
right?
on my life.
All of those things, right? Having to deal with executives saying, hey, listen, I'll fire your number two, right? And I'm like, well, then if they go, I go too, right? Mm. So it's all of the things on what are we really, truly talking about is discipline and conviction.
If somebody came to you correct, would you go back in?
I don't have passion for it. Mm. Nothing's off the table, but I don't even see it.
Yeah. I gotta shake your hand for that. I love you for that. I think about that. I'm like, because I said come correct for a reason. I wanted to, because come correct, that's the most important part. Because anybody could come, but coming correct means I got to consider. But I'm like, I don't know if I believe that we can survive in that system as it stands. And the only way I would come in is if they said, change things around.
But part of it is going to be why it becomes a difficult decision is because you're not chasing money.
Yes. Purpose.
Right? And purpose and freedom. Mm-hmm. Right? The freedom, you might not make as much money as you used to make, because I know what you used to make, right? But you're going to make more money than you ever made doing what you're doing, and you're still in the business adjacent, right, as you would say. So it becomes important. What you said is, it would have to come correct, because if not, it doesn't matter.
Cause you know what it is? I think I'm gonna answer it, cause you just helped me get to my reason. Cause I didn't know my reason, but I know it now. The reason why they gotta come correct is because I know the poison that hip hop has put in our community. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind, because every voice should be heard. But if you're gonna let me put $1 million behind this street nigga, you need to let me put $1 million behind this conscious nigga. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the only way it changes, because it does detriment to our community over time.
Or you may never sign those artists again, because you're in power. When I worked at MCA, why I loved it was the fact that obviously in the early days post, origination of hip hop, it morphed into different things. We were the conscious label, right? Mm. We weren't really hip hop, but we had all the credible rappers. Yeah. We had Mos Def, we had Common Sense, we had The Roots, right? Cardinal Official, all of those. So I wasn't really, we wasn't Interscope, Def Jam, or none of that, because the boss, the president at the time, that's not what the guy who had the power, he wasn't bringing that in.
Yeah.
So they found homes elsewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because he was in the position of power to make the choices of what his conviction was sending to the marketplace. So that's not going to limit wherever Lou Who or wherever they're going to go. They're just not going to come here.
Yeah.
It's just like no different than when you at home, right? If your cousin nasty at their house, they know when they come to your house,
they
gotta clean their right? And they can't wait to leave, right? They can't wait to leave because they don't like living like
that.
They wanna be a mess.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
But so it's the same thing. Y'all can have that mess over there, somebody's gonna deal with it. But when you here, that ain't what we looking for. Mm-hmm. So being in the position of power, as always, is gonna be important.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you're wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to say this, I could talk to Benny all day, but I'm going to wrap it up. I know he's a busy man. Sharky, you want to get to your broke?
Yeah, so I have a series called My Broke Stories.
Okay.
Can you tell me, you kind of touched on it earlier, talking about
how
you...
He has some good ones, by the way. I love that. He has some good ones.
And, you know, try to get the extra money. What's a broke story that, like a moment that got you to a next level? Like if you were to go back and be like, damn, if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't have gotten here.
Wow, so you know what? I would have to take it all the way back to my Orangeburg brethren, right? Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
What changed my mind was selling watermelons on Windsor and Russell in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and realizing that, one, I can't say it was demeaning, right? Because as a child, you only know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
It was work. But I did realize that there was something that I didn't like, right, in regards to making, you know, that quarter or 50 cents, was that people, both older or younger, white or black, would always just come over and say, boy, how much that watermelon?
Yeah.
And I didn't like that, right? I didn't like that. And then I realized, really, yo, that boy thing and that money, like, for the change,
yeah.
It's like, I'm never going to do this. Right, so I don't know if I answered your question, but I think it was apropos for
incredible answer. I just want to say something. You should take pride, because it's nothing better than telling a story about where you come from and no one believes it because of how far you came. The fact that Benny Pugh just told me he sold watermelon, I'm like, nigga, when? Like, right, when? Like, how? Like,
nothing. You know, like, Windsor and Russell. That's downtown. Windsor and Russell on the corner. It's not even a game.
So, like, were you 20?
I remember it's branded.
Like, was this before what you got into? Or like...
Oh, no, it was 11 years old.
Okay. Can you give me a story when you were...
Oh, you want a music business story?
Yeah, like, it's a moment that it just...
I was so broke?
Yeah, well, not necessarily broke as far as financially, but it could be a moment that it could have broke you or...
Oh, you mean, okay.
Either one.
Oh, my God.
You could have lost money.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh.
Kirk Franklin told me about when he was behind on bills and all he had was a handful of songs, and that turned into his first album, and that's where he reached success. Like, do you have that moment?
Man, so that moment that would have... Man, I done hit so many. Let me see what's left.
Where were you when your first child was born? What was your scenario when your first child was born?
It's horrible.
That's a good one.
Right? Like, y'all, oh, damn, that could have broke me as a man.
Yes.
Like, that was actually one of the most impactful moments, beautiful moments in my life, but it was taking on that man thing, right? Like, you know, the way I was raised, you know, responsibility was first and foremost always. Having a baby, I mean, I married my daughter's mother because we grew up, you know, you can't have no babies out of wedlock. Like, your baby had to have your name. So
even more.
So if you doing grown people business, then you got to be grown. So you got to get married. And that's how I got married. But I realized, you know, with the baby, which I wasn't prepared for, I was in college, working three jobs, like, yo, that it was the, this is before, you know, all of the social, what is it, the mental, you know, all mental of the health. Things people, mental health things people claim.
Okay.
I was just stressed out. Like, you couldn't claim, like, you know, when there was
you
no pills.
Right.
Yo, I didn't know what, yo, like, yo, and I'm 20 years old, right? So the responsibility of being a man, right, is the only thing that held me from not breaking me.
Mm. You.
I have this thing, credit check. Benny, on the God Show, we hate giving people flowers. Everybody say, give us flowers. I don't want my flowers. Give me my credit.
Oh, wow.
I can take my credit and leverage that. I can't leverage no flowers. So for somebody like yourself, who is 2 to 3 unsung heroes in the Benny Pugh story that you would love to give a shout out to, throw some credit to for a role they played in your life?
Oh, man, that's easy. That's starting with Deidre Tate at Motown Records. She was probably one of my biggest advocates, but she believed in me before I believed in myself.
Love those
kind of people. In business, right? Sylvia Rhone. Sylvia Rhone changed my life because she didn't sign my artist.
Really? Hold on. How that happened?
So I had an artist. It was so crazy. You know, because we always doing multiple things. So yeah. I was at MCA Records at the time. And I had this artist called Ebony. She had a 5-octave voice, incredible. And I finally got a meeting with Sylvia, and I get to the office, and she had a circular desk, and you know, I'm in the room with Sylvia Rhone.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And I'm like, wow, like you gotta understand, I'm in the room. So I play my little tape, and she's like, she goes into a thing. She's like, I love this. I love it, but baby, I just signed this artist called Brandy. Right? But I guess if she would have signed my artist, then I wouldn't be here with y'all, right? If you think about it, right? There's a rhyme and a reason for everything. And L.A. Reid, obviously, for really committing and showing me the business of music, right? Because as African Americans and minorities and women, we don't get the true value of what it knows to see the other side outside of just the art. And he was the first to like, let you peep, not only just peep, but like, yo, bro, this is how the business works. Yeah. So I'd give those three, Deidre, Sylvia, LA.
Shout out, two of those on my list. Sylvia changed my life, gave me my first job ever. And LA taught me what it's like to be black and win in music. Mm-hmm. I never heard and I ain't say win in hip hop. He taught me what it's like to be black and win in music. Mm-hmm. And that is value. Like, to this day, he'd be like, Ray, I'm like, bro, you don't understand. You changed my life. I can feed my family forever because of the lessons you gave me. Not because of the money he gave me. Mm-hmm. Right. Because of the lessons he gave me. And that, to me, that's what separates winners from losers. Winners get the lessons. Losers only want the things that matter. Like, I don't want that. I want the lesson. I want to be better every day. Last question. Benny, we call this the God Show. The God Show is an acronym for GOATs and underdogs. Mm. Do you consider yourself a GOAT or do you consider yourself an underdog? If you do consider yourself an underdog, what do you personally want to accomplish for you to say, I feel like I'm the GOAT?
I think I'm not at GOAT status and I'm a little further ahead than an underdog. So I'm going to be Benny in this one. And I feel that there's still so much work to be done. That I'd love to come back to the show in a decade and tell you exactly where I'm at.
I'm gonna tell you something. So you don't know this, but when we talk about the show, obviously we shoot 3 different shows, everybody comes on. This couch we've saved for the GOATs.
Wow, so I made it anyway.
So you was already a GOAT. Let's give it up for Benny.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I just wanna tell you, bro, like, thank you. Thank you for being dope. Thank you for being black and excellent. Not black excellent, but thank you for being black and excellent. And thank you for those words you said, because when you're 21 years old, you don't think about old and gray. When you're 28 years old, you don't think about old and gray. Someone has to tell you, I was where you was at one day. That means that one day you'll be where I'm at. And are you ready? And
they gotta prepare you.
Yes.
Because what's valuable and once again, giving. All of the people who worked for me, it was important for them to own where they live, right? Mm. Because once you start making money, we've kind of covered that if you're not taught, then you're gonna spend. You could not work for me and not buy where you live. Because I taught you how to finance, taught you how to negotiate your deals, and then as you start to make money, you're gonna continue, because now you got a habit. Mm-hmm. And your girls and your guys, you're gonna teach them. Yeah. And now, guess what? We own, right? So if you look at the majority of the people who I'm no longer connected to from a corporate standpoint, all of them are homeowners. Mm. Every single one, and most of them have multiple pieces of property because that was part of our discipline as they worked the jobs. You got to learn how to use your money wisely, and you have to get a piece of this American pie.
I love that.
I heard about everything he said. I heard it all. It was his crew. That motherfucker was doing. I want to be one of your crew so bad, Benny. Right. I'm like, I'll shut the fuck up, man. I'll do whatever.
You crazy? You hired, seriously.
That's the stuff I heard. This is why representation is so important. Imagine having a boss. You're in your dream opportunity. You have a boss. But that boss, instead of that boss allowing you to be, live, yo, buy a house, that's all good, but here's the things that have nothing to do with the job. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the job, but helps you every step of the way once the job is gone. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers owe you forever, man. Let's get up a Benny Pugh, bro.
Thank you.
Yo, man, you are the shit. You're welcome here anytime. I told you. I said, this is going to be the easiest conversation. Didn't I tell you that? Yeah. She was like, I don't have no question. I don't know nothing about him. I was like, this is going to be the easiest conversation we have.
They just told me today. They were like, oh, you know, I'm like, oh.
He going to come in, and you going to ask him a question, and just sit back, because he's going to go. This is the Guys Show. Thanks for watching. Shout out to our subscribers. Just keep liking, sharing, commenting. And also shout out to our sponsors, Lucky Energy Drink, Tote and Carry, Yoko Vodka, Lareko, and Two Loss Distribution. Love y'all too. Y'all help us keep the lights on around this motherfucker. This is the God Show. We are out. Let's go.
Wow.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.